The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. Whether you caught our show on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our wonderful podcast platforms, thank you for finding us and for tuning in. We've been here for well over two decades, and we show up each and every week with the hopes of informing and educating every listener on healthier, science-based information. I think there's a lot of studies coming out there. You're not hearing it in mainstream. And then again, we're being kind of put in the position of what's a hack, what's not, you know, what's worth some merit, or what should we be avoiding in some of these trends. If you'd like to learn more, it's very easy to do so. You can visit our website. That's foreveryoungradio.com. Again, that's foreveryoungradio.com. There you can read fantastic articles from A to Z and over 500 podcast episodes that we have on there. I have Amber Lynn Vital joining me today, a regular on the show.
Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to have you on. It's so great to hear your voice. It was very nice being able to spend some time with you at Expo this year. So always, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, this is great. We get into serious discussions here. Lots of great information.
Absolutely. And for somebody new, we're picking up new listeners each and every week. If you wouldn't mind, let's just talk a little bit about your journey in the health industry, because you're nobody new to this type of education and for educating consumers. Let's talk a little bit about that, Amber.
Yeah, I guess, my career goes back to 1996 and my interest goes back well before that. I think I've just always been fascinated that there could be an algorithm to health. And my journey has brought me through all of the fads, the low-fat diet, like all of it, to, you know, what is just natural for us humans on this planet and the things that we would source throughout human history. And that information is becoming more and more available, and we can kind of see how it applies to today and pick up that ancient wisdom of remembering, like, what is whole food? And so I really love to focus on where we can get our nutrients in ways that our body is accustomed, you know, genetically from a DNA level to receiving it, and then where we can further supplement when we need higher amounts of certain things.
Yeah, and that's great. And this is almost 30 years of education that you're saying that with. So I know that you like to go to food. I know that you see the benefits of superfoods. And again, incorporating that into your day to day. And I know that you counsel people and you help them quite a bit. And one of the things that I really respect about you, Amber, is you try to work with people what they're dealing with now. I think when you go and talk to somebody or you get some nutritional counseling, it's all of the things initially they're going to take away from you. And people can feel overwhelmed by that. Now, you personally don't do that. You try to find balance in what they're currently doing each and every day.
Right. I really do. And I want people to eat preferentially. But we are living in a world where we have to take supplements. And that's what makes today's topic so interesting. There are huge parts of the world that consume seaweeds and sea vegetables. Let's call them sea vegetables because a weed sounds like you don't want it. And then how can we supplement them if we don't want to eat them? And why would we? I think is the big question.
And I think a lot of people are looking for ways to maybe optimize their wellness and feel more energy or support their immunity or their sleep and much more like that. And tons of people look at it, and I tend to do when we're talking about sea plants and superfoods, I quite like to compare them in a way of ashwagandha, an adaptogen. Because it's like people will say, okay, how am I not only having more energy, but I'm sleeping better at night? It becomes kind of a conundrum to them.
Yes, it really does. And a lot of these herbs and superfood herbs, you know, we ate them in almost food size amounts. You know, ashwagandha would be consumed like in a soup or a stew, you know, or milk. You would use a teaspoon of it. Like you might add sugar to something, that amount. So it's not always teeny tiny amounts. And seaweeds are one of those things that we would have eaten in food size amounts, but not as a, you know, a main part of your plate, but as a very important cofactor to all the other foods in your plate.
Absolutely. And we've seen it in Asian cultures for years. And again, they have lower incidence of some of the things we have going on in the U.S. I hope to talk about that a little bit more today and kind of explain the difference of what people kind of view sea plants and sea vegetables as. Because I can tell you, I've read a lot of research. I've done a lot of education. I've taken sea plants on a regular basis. And these are ways that people can maybe mitigate and get out of some situations, especially if they're void in things like vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. I think people can't really rely on their food sources anymore. And we've been telling them for our goodness, since we've been born, make sure you're getting in your vegetables every day. But it seems like people have an issue with that.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, we have these green drinks and I love green powders. I love being able to use those. And I love the ones especially that have some of the sea vegetables in them. But you know, sales on green powders have gone down. I've seen it in the health food stores. I've seen it online for a long time. I think it's just people only have so much money to spend. We know that. And they also only have so many things they can prepare. So what's nice is to be able to get this in capsule form and be able to take a fairly small amount of it and have a big benefit. And that is the definition of superfood.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to talk about it more in the show. We have to run out to a break. If you'd like to learn more about what we're highlighting today, you can go to our weekly highlight page at foreveryoungradio.com. You can also learn more about our good friend Amber Lynn Vitale there and what she has going on. Wonderful website, amberlynnvitale.com. You can link directly to their new article on berberine. So make sure you go and check that out. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered whether you're getting enough omega-3s? At Orlo, we're so confident you'll see results with our better-absorbed bioactive omega-3s, we're footing the bill to prove it with third-party test results. Orlo's Tested by You limited edition program is a first-of-its-kind initiative to help track your omega-3 progress before and after supplementation. Tested by You subscribers will receive 2 third-party tests with their first 6-month subscription, an additional value worth $100. You'll receive 1 test with your first shipment to establish your pre-Orlo baseline, and 1 after your 4th month to show improvement over time. Visit OrloNutrition.com, that's OrloNutrition.com, and get your Tested by You subscription today. While subscribers receive 15% off every day, listeners of this show will receive an exclusive discount with the code TESTFOREVER, all uppercase. Learn more at OrloNutrition.com, that's OrloNutrition.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these 3 key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, have a great show planned for you talking about superfoods from the sea. Again, if you're looking for ways to maybe support energy, immunity, sleep, and much more, sea plants may be the help that you've been looking for. You already, like we talked about in the last break, we've encouraged you all to make sure you're getting in a good amount of vegetables into your daily diet. But have you ever thought about sea vegetables? And I hope today with our conversation, you can find a way to incorporate it into your day today. Amber, you and I are research hounds. That's one of the things we like to do. We like to follow the research. We like to read up. Now, when we're having a conversation about sea vegetables, what do you know? Is there a lot of research papers out there? Is there a lot of studies on it? What is it really saying when we're talking about sea plants and sea vegetables?
There are a lot of studies and there is a lot of research. And there's a lot of research both on, you know, the composition of various species of seaweeds or sea vegetables or sea plants. And there's a lot of research on populations that consume a lot of them and the various constituents. And so some of the things that people have heard maybe is like anti-cancer, anti-fatigue, anti-aging. These are some of the things that we've heard about, you know, improving the gastrointestinal function, right? Improving the immune function. And so a lot of that has to do with these amazing and interesting different compounds that are in a variety of seaweeds. And I think, can I just paint the amazing picture of the seaweed for you for a moment? So number one, they are algae. And so what's fascinating about that is seaweeds are macroalgae, meaning big. They have found seaweed that are like 60 meters long. That's like 180 feet. There's like a long sea tree, right? And then there's some of this classification that are microalgae. And those are like the little unicellular organisms, single cell, that a lot of the fish eat that make fish so rich in EPA, DHA, and a lot of other nutrients. Okay. And so these are both algae, but microalgae are only like 1 millimeter to a few centimeters in size. And macroalgae can be as much as 180 feet long, right? And so they perform a lot of the same functions, but the most amazing function that all of these algae can perform that are coming from our water, our aquatic environments, ocean especially, is they eat CO2 and sunlight, and they use the elements in the seawater, and they make oxygen and carbon-based structures. I mean, every time I say that, I'm just like, that's crazy. Like if you landed in a spaceship, your own spaceship on another planet, and the people there, the creatures there told you this about their planet, you'd be like, whoa, forgetting that it actually happens on our planet, that they eat light and they make structure, you know? So our microalgae are amazing, and that's not what we're talking about today, but they do a lot of the same things, just at a different level. And we can cultivate them in reactors on land. Seaweed, we either harvest wild or we farm it in enclosed areas in the ocean environment. It takes up a lot of what is in its environment, good and bad. And that is why where you are sourcing your sea plant, sea veggies is so important. So they do contain proteins. They do contain fats. They do contain carbohydrates. And we can get into those a little bit deeper, but let's just do an overview right now. A lot of the benefits come from the types of carbohydrates called polysaccharides. And I mean, I can name them, but I think a lot of our listeners can remember back to polysaccharide type supplements that were really promoted for improving immune function. And you know about all those too, because you've probably been talking about them for years.
Yep.
They actually have been shown in studies to tell cancerous cells to commit suicide. It's called apoptosis. But there's mystery compounds we haven't been able to identify that actually are directly anti-tumorigenic. And so there's studies that are ongoing about this, about some of these mystery components that are in these polysaccharides that are in our sea vegetables. And then they have a host of vitamins, beta carotene, vitamin E. Brown seaweed are especially rich in all the tocopherols of vitamin E, super rich in minerals. And we can go into that deeply. But what's amazing is these are plant minerals, macro minerals like magnesium and calcium, and micro minerals like zinc and copper, but they're in a form that the bloodstream is really responsive to and the cells are really responsive to. So that's pretty crazy and important. And then the pigments and the phenols or polyphenols are what provide a lot of the health benefits that I think people have heard about with seaweed, sea vegetables, sea plants, right? So beta carotene, lutein, we've heard about for our eye health, right? Mm-hmm. Chlorophyll, fucoxanthin for lipid profile, for blood sugar balance, for increasing brown fat and reducing white fat, right? Which improves your metabolism. Phenolic compounds, things we've talked a lot about, quercetin, rutin, hesperidin, catechins, tannins, you know, we've talked a lot about these on this show already. And then seaweeds can help prevent allergies. And I know the founder of SeaVeg, Greg Good, you know, he talked about his daughter not having as much, as many visits to the hospital for asthma after she got on sea vegetable supplements. This is because they're these fluorotannins, which are like the tannic complexes, the carotenoids, the polysaccharides, phyco, which is the word for algae, cyanins. It's similar to anthocyanins, the blue pigment in blueberries, but they're phycocyanins, right? These all have immune modulating qualities, which help our immune system and to kill what shouldn't be there and not attack our own cells. And allergies are where we're kind of attacking things we shouldn't be. Yeah. Things we shouldn't be worrying about, we're worrying about. It's kind of the statement of society today.
Yeah, right? And you have a lot of people dealing with that right now with these seasonal allergies. Their immune response is so hyperactive and dealing with, you know, the histamine effect and all that stuff that, again, it's robbing our other areas that may need help if you have an autoimmune, if you're dealing with something along those lines. So we need to make sure we're getting valid antioxidants in.
We absolutely do. And the way that it works for this is that it's regulatory. These sea vegetables and these components are regulatory to the nervous and endocrine system, which is hugely involved in that process. Endocrine system creates stress hormones. Nervous system is the sensor system to tell the endocrine system to create stress hormones, right?
Right.
So seaweeds are soothing. Isn't that crazy? They can repair our DNA. They can inform our DNA. These are the ways that they promote immune balance. We know they neutralize free radicals with their antioxidant capacity, but they also help to remove them with those polysaccharides. Polysaccharides act as prebiotics that helps the microflora in the gut remove this stuff and eliminate it from the body. They improve kidney and spleen function. Spleen is important for immune function. Kidney helps to remove water-soluble toxins, right? And then another thing that Greg Good, who founded SeaVeg, talks about is how his sport performance improved with this. And that was so amazing. That's what first turned him on to it.
Yeah.
But there's tons of study on the anti-fatigue effect of these compounds in sea vegetables and sea vegetables themselves, chlorophyll even. They upregulate or increase the production of hemoglobin, which is this protein in the bloodstream that binds oxygen. So it goes and gets oxygen from your lungs where you breathed it in, and it's in the red blood cell, and it holds that oxygen and then carries it to a part of your bloodstream that doesn't have oxygen and releases it. So it increases the amount of this protein in your blood, its O2 binding and its O2 release capacity. So if that isn't an indicator for good sports performance, I don't know what is.
Yeah. It's an interesting story. If you haven't heard Greg Good on the show before, please go and listen to our archive at foreveryoungradio.com. This was early 2000s. He was at a hockey game that he was playing in. They had three games that day. And I guess after the first one, he was looking a little tired. His friend shook up this green drink, started drinking it. He gave him some and all of a sudden he played even better. And he's like, what is that stuff? And again, that's how pharmacy and SeaVeg kind of came to market. He worked with really, really high-end guy who is an expert in understanding sea plants. And that is Dr. Stefan Kron. That's who kind of put their formulations together. And to this day, all these years later, decades later, our good friends at pharmacy and SeaVeg are still cranking along there. So you can always learn more. I know Amber and I are going to talk a lot about the different vitamins. I know we've talked about polysaccharides and even gene expression and things like that. There's actually a really great article that explains it that Dr. Mark Stengler wrote right on their website. You can learn more on their website at superfoodofthesea.com. Again, that's superfoodofthesea.com. Spend a little time there. Check it out. Stick with us. They're a great partner in health and they give you a really good discount. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to Amber about why this isn't being utilized more with so many of the boxes being checked on what people are managing and dealing with, and these studies and benefits that are showing why you would want to incorporate sea vegetables, the marvelous minerals that can be found in very good sea plants, or if we're looking for a good formulation. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Looking for ways to fortify your immune response and support optimal health? Sea plants are a natural source of essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. It's well known that the standard American diet does not supply adequate minerals for proper human health. Luckily, sea plants contains high concentrations of minerals, including potassium, calcium, iodine, magnesium, zinc, and others. In our opinion, it is best to use a blend of them in supplements, as certain sea plants contain various nutrients and phytonutrients used by the many systems of the body. Sea Veg contains all natural and vegan, bioavailable vitamins and minerals from our proprietary blend of 12 species of nutrient-rich sea plants, all gluten-free without fillers. Sea Veg is sold exclusively at superfoodofthesea.com. Use code FY3460 and get 3 90-count bottles of the original Sea Veg for $60. Offer valid for first-time buyers only. Learn more at superfoodofthesea.com. That's superfoodofthesea.com.
Many of us start our day feeling stressed and anxious. For some people, this normal response of anxiety can take on a life of its own and seriously disrupt everyday situations, making it hard to focus and concentrate or to keep up with daily tasks. Imagine going through the day with your brain functioning at its best, supporting your mind to be calm with clear, focused thoughts. At Ease by Red Remedies is a calm and relaxing formula that doesn't dull the senses. Formulated with non-sedative ingredients, At Ease supports the body's resistance to stress with adaptogens, along with supercharged amino acids, B vitamins, and magnesium. At-Ease is a naturally relaxing blend of herbs and minerals that promote focus, relaxation, and concentration while helping to reduce stress and nervous tension. Learn more at redremedies.com. That's REDDRemedies.com. Listeners can save 20% off site-wide when using the code FOREVER at checkout at redremedies.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our good friend of the show, Amber Lynn Vitale, being taken to class on a superfood that we're not hearing much about. We should be. And those are sea vegetables and sea plants. Highlighting our really good friends on the show, that is Sea Veg, the makers of these wonderful products that we're highlighting today. You can always learn more at superfoodofthesea.com. Amber, thank you so much for what you've already shared with us. So much information that we're learning. Before we went to the break, I mentioned marvelous minerals. I think a lot of people aren't getting enough minerals. They're voiding them. They're not getting it from their food supply. Let's talk about these minerals that could be found in the profiles of sea plants.
Yeah, Kelly. And it's not just that they're not getting enough. They're getting the wrong quality of minerals. Most of the minerals that are out there that you would access online or in a store are truly just rock minerals. And I can't even put, you know, industrial rock minerals on my pastures without activating a very potent soil microbiome to break it down. You need a lot of mycorrhizal fungi and everything to do that. So these rock minerals are just not bioavailable to us. So sea vegetables and land plants, they provide a lot of these in a much more bioavailable form. The thing is, a lot of land plants have anti-nutrients that bind up those minerals. Sea vegetables don't. And that's what makes it really a fascinating source of these bioavailable, which means digestible, absorbable from the gut to the bloodstream, and assimilable into the cells. The only other way we get these kinds of minerals, and I think this is really interesting, is from ancient soil layers from you know, rainforests that broke down gazillion years ago and are now a mineral layer that is in that same ancient plant form, but it's more terrestrial aquatic species. Wow. Seaweed gives us ocean aquatic species, and we get different components from that. And you know, we get them in these forms. We get macro minerals like calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium. That means not that the mineral itself is big. It means that we take a lot of them. You know, calcium, like recommendations are what now, like 1200 milligrams a day, magnesium, like 400 to 500 milligrams a day, potassium, like, I don't know, it's like 2000 milligrams a day, sodium. These are crucial for life itself, crucial for cellular functioning. And, you know, it's very, very fascinating that these things are available in the ocean and that sea vegetables take them up for us. And that when we eat sea vegetables, we get them in a way that our bloodstream utilizes them for balance. These are your classic electrolytes, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. And if you're getting them from seaweed, they're in forms and ratios that mimic what you need in your bloodstream. The microminerals, the ones we need in lesser amounts, and we don't want to overdo, the copper, selenium, zinc, these are crucial for immune function. You heard a lot during the pandemic about supplementing zinc, but it could create copper deficiencies if you oversupplement zinc without that. Well, in seaweed, it's already balanced. You already have a balanced amount. Manganese, iron, these are things that are not in the soil. Iodine and selenium, iodine is deficient everywhere in the soil. Selenium is deficient in a lot of places, like right here where I am, which means it's not in the plants. If I can talk about myself a little bit, it's taken me a long time to come to seaweeds. I'm a land-born person. Well, I was born in Santa Barbara, but I didn't grow up there. I grew up in Colorado. Now I'm in Montana. So I just don't think about it a lot. And when you really start to look into it, you realize how really phenomenal seaweeds are. And you have a lot of people who talk about, we forget what our affinity with seawater is, and that the majority of this planet is covered in seawater, right?
Right.
And that there has to be some affinity, and that a lot of people get food from the ocean. So even if you are landlocked, there are a lot of people on this planet that get their food and nutrition from the ocean. And so the affinity of our body for these minerals and these forms of minerals is really fascinating. Iodine is a big topic. And, you know, a sea vegetable in your diet, like a sheet of nori wrapped around some sushi, you know, can't promise a certain amount of iodine, and neither can a sea vegetable supplement, because species pick up different amounts of iodine from the ocean, they depending upon conditions of temperature and salinity. And it really depends on the blend. And so what's amazing about sea veg is that it was very carefully chosen and selected in particular ratios of different species of seaweed to not have too much iodine, but also not be deficient in it. Because either one can happen in a seaweed product, right?
Yep.
We want a little bit, and it's bioavailable in a form the body can really use, which is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love when I talked to Greg last, he was explaining to me, he's like, look, you wouldn't just want to go to the beach and like pull up a huge thing of kelp and start eating it. You know, it's all about the balance. It's all about the proprietary blend, you know, and at Sea Veg, I'm sure we're going to talk about it, using 12 of the most vitamin and nutrient rich and, you know, well-known sea plants to kind of get into one particular formula. And I like that because there's a lot of things we wouldn't do. We wouldn't go to nature, pick an orange off a tree and being like, I'm going to have 12-hour retention off this, you know, off like other brand ingredients is. So you really want to know the source and where it's coming from. And even where they get the raw materials is pretty impressive.
Yes, it is. You know, they're getting the raw materials from North Atlantic oceans, which makes it a lot easier to avoid radiation, you know, from the most recent incident in Fukushima, for example.
Yep.
It's just known for more pristine waters. And so very carefully selected, but also the blending to make sure that there's a nutrient balance. You know, brown seaweed offers different things than red, offers different things than green, which we can talk a little bit about more in the next segment. But also, the environment, I mean, it picks up everything in the sea. Seaweed, micro and macro algae are being used for all kinds of toxic cleanup. And it really is promising in the way that it can clean up our waterways, radioactive waste, toxic waste, sewage. And so what you know about a plant that can do that is that it can also absorb those toxic things from its natural environment. So we don't want to harvest seaweed where there's sewage effluent. We don't want to harvest seaweed where there's radioactive effluent. We don't want to harvest seaweed where there's petroleum effluent. We don't want to harvest it where there are heavy metals going into the ocean. And seaweed do pull up heavy metals. They're great chelators in our bodies. But anything that is a great chelator in our body can also soak up those heavy metals in its environment. So you have to be testing as a company. And the other great thing about a blend is you can say, well, this seaweed is really rich in these important pigments and polyphenols, but it also is high in cadmium. So we have to balance that out with another one that might be lower in those beneficial compounds, but is also low in cadmium. That's the other part of the formulation of sea veg, the very careful selection of species, where they're sourced from, and their nutrient ratio, and keeping those heavy metals low. And this is a brand of seaweed powder that is Prop 65 compliant, which is the California standard for heavy metals, much more strict than the EPA standard. Compliance tells you everything you need to know about the heavy metal content or lack thereof.
Yeah, absolutely. And the passion, you know, the good family really are good people. You know what I mean? It's like, this wasn't Greg's main job 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, but it made a difference in his life. So he's like, look, people got to try this. We got to get this to people. And I think I can improve, you know, the form of what people are getting. And again, it's helped so many people and families out there. You hear stories or even people who are having regularity issues because of the fiber intake. I hope that we'll eventually be able to get to talk about that throughout our show, or even the detoxification. I know we're all trying to detox each and every day, especially for our friends who are maybe on a script or more than one. And they're trying to look at, how do I make sure I'm loving my liver and supporting the kidney without doing something that's so stressful on it? It's low and slow. And that's how I've always seen sea veg work, not only for others, but in my own day-to-day life. So again, listeners, if you want to learn more, you could do so at the website. That website is superfoodofthesea.com. Again, there's a lot of other products out there. There's even ones that try to use the name sea veg. Please make sure that you're buying it directly from our good friends at Pharmacy. They are the makers. And again, that website is superfoodofthesea.com. Now, they do a special for listeners for first time if you want to go ahead and try their product. If you buy 3 bottles of the original sea veg, you get it for $60. That's $20 a bottle. Again, this code will only work one time. So if you're a loyal listener, please reach out to them for an additional code. You could do that through Superfood of the Sea. Or if you want to get 3 bottles of the original sea veg for $60, you just use the code FY3460. Again, that's FY3460. We're going to go ahead and put all this great information on our weekly highlight page, so those of you working out can go and check it out later. But again, I can't wait to talk more about it. All gluten-free, no fillers, no binders, just a full spectrum supplement. When we come back, we're going to talk about detoxification. We're going to talk about the immune response. I'm really going to stretch out this last segment with Amber as things go too fast. So stick with us. We all strive to do our best with the foods we put into our bodies, but let's be honest, some days we fall short. It could be a vacation, a celebration, or just limited time throughout the day to focus on food and proper nutrition. Sea Veg is an excellent way to ensure that I'm getting the daily nutrition I need, no matter what comes up into my day-to-day. Sea Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Check their website out. That is superfoodofthesea.com. That's superfoodofthesea.com. And for a limited time, for your first order, you can get 3 bottles of the 90-count original sea veg for $60. Just use the code FY3460. That's FY3460 at superfoodofthesea.com.
Are you looking to support your cardiovascular and metabolic health? Emerald Labs Bergamot Plus is a synergistic blend of polyphenols, flavonoids, and antioxidants. This synergistic blend also contains clinically tested Bergavit 40, pomegranate extract, Camu Camu, and amla extract to help support cardiovascular and metabolic health. Enriched with the clinically proven extract Bergavit 40, which is derived from citrus bergamot, this innovative formula offers a holistic approach to heart health. Bergamot Plus supports cholesterol levels, antioxidant defenses, arterial flexibility, and encourages metabolic vitality. Bergovit 40 has been shown in studies to help reduce and control plasmatic or bad lipid levels and to help support good HDL levels. Learn more at emeraldlabs.com and use the code FOREVER to save 20% off of your order. Emerald Labs can also be found at Sprouts Vitamin Shop and other natural product stores nationwide.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation all about sea plants with our good friend of the show, Amber Lynn Vital. We're highlighting a great company, Pharmacie. They are the makers of Sea Veg. And again, just talking about the profile of what you would want to look for if you're wanting to incorporate sea plants and sea vegetables into your day-to-day, what you should know as a consumer when purchasing one, and the benefits that we've been sharing, the profiles of vitamins A, C, and D, those marvelous minerals that Amber highlighted. And again, Amber, you have a lot more you want to share with us, so I'm just going to go ahead and pass it over to you, and please continue on with the education.
All right, well, let's go back, Kelly, to the nutrients. So the macronutrients are our proteins, carbs, and fats. That's what we have to consume in large amounts, right, for life. And seaweeds can be from like 7 to 31% by weight protein, but their protein quality is super bioavailable. So for example, animal protein has a bioavailability score of 1. It is considered the most bioavailable to us humans, okay? Your pulses, so legumes and grains, they have a bioavailability score of 0.4 to 0.6. So 40 to 60% of what animal protein is. Seaweeds and microalgae, so all form of algae, have a bioavailability score of 0.75 to 1. So 75 to 100% of that bioavailability of animal protein. Isn't that fascinating?
That's so cool.
And they have much higher lysine, which is something we don't always get in animal protein, but we can get more of in legumes, but their lysine content is much higher than in grains, for example. So it's a great thing to add to your diet. I mean, when you think about sushi, right? Like nori, rice, and fish, right? Seaweed, rice, and fish. It's like you put it all together and it's perfect for so many reasons. So algae have amazing fats in them. Microalgae that we use to make EPA and DHA, they're much higher. They're about 40% of fats. And so that's much more of a good application for making an omega-3 supplement because you can get a lot more out of it. But your seaweed still has lipids and it has amazing types of lipids. So EPA is the polyunsaturated fatty acid that our sea vegetables are rich in, not DHA, but EPA and arachidonic acid, which are really beneficial for the immune system, okay? But they are also high in omega-6 linolenic acid, the kind of thing that you find in borage seed and evening primrose, the gamma-linolenic acid type stuff, right? And so this is really beneficial for blood viscosity, so the thickness of the blood, clotting factors. This all supports blood pressure. Like an increase of 1% of this type of linolenic acid, fatty acid, lowers blood pressure by 5 points.
Wow.
Right. Amazing.
Huge. Yeah.
Soothing this interaction of the bloodstream and what's in the bloodstream with the lining of the bloodstream. This is what causes a lot of roughness and inflammation in the blood vessel lining. and causes plaquing ultimately, which is due to inflammation. Well, this type of fatty acid that is really rich in green seaweeds soothes that interaction, soothes that inflammation, and makes, again, lower blood pressure or more healthy blood pressure, and prevents that inflammation that can lead to clotting and plaquing and all of that. Also plays a role in transforming LDL, which we think of as the bad cholesterol, to HDL, which we think of as the good cholesterol. We need both, but you know, we don't want too much of the LDL, and we like to see much higher HDL in people. And then there are these carbohydrate fat combos. And that combination gets these fatty acids into your cell membranes so much better than just fatty acids alone. And we're starting to learn that about algal omega-3s and fish egg omega-3s, that they have these phospholipids, and that algal omega-3s have glycolipids as well. And they improve the absorbability across the gut into the bloodstream, and from the bloodstream into the cells that they're going to be functioning in, including your brain and your retina of your eye. So seaweed has these glycolipids too. And again, if you wrap seaweed around fish, the fish is high in EPA and DHA in a form that isn't as digestible, but you have those glycolipids with the seaweed around it, and boom, it all works together to get those omega-3s into your cells better. But the amazing thing, and I know this is what you really wanted to talk about, are the types of carbohydrates. And carbohydrates make up 30 to 60% of the dry weight of a seaweed. These are not simple sugars. Most of them are polysaccharides that have incredible health benefits. They improve blood sugar. They improve insulin response, which improves blood sugar balance, right? They improve the diversity and the count of beneficial microflora in the gut, which affects all of this. And they can also even help with preventing blood clot formation by improving coagulation and clotting factors in the bloodstream. What I think we all remember are the laminarin and alginate and fucoidin polysaccharides that really support the immune system functioning, and the immune system saying, hey, I need to get rid of this virus. I need to get rid of this rogue cell. I need to get rid of this senescent cell.
And there's some studies that suggest compounds in seaweed may reduce viral load and potentially shorten the duration of a cold and minimize the risk of secondary infection. There's even been more recent studies that looked at the potential of seaweed as an aid in our fight on dealing with SARS and COVID-2. So these are all things that we can put these studies up on the website. We could share this with you, but there are several components in seaweed that are thought to offer the benefits, including being an ACE inhibitory peptides, antioxidants like we talked about, and then that prebiotic fiber. And I remember Greg sharing with me, I think it was his wife and his sister that had very slow regularity, and they started taking C-Veg, and you know, they started to have normal regularity. So, and the original C-Veg is great. I mean, very easy to swallow, no repeat event where you're burping it up during the day, just a very clean line. What do you say, Amber? Because you've tried the product.
I have. And you know, the thing is, like in three capsules, what you know is that whether you get around to your land veggies during the day or not, you've got yourself covered. Yeah. And then if you need extra support, like if you're flagging in the afternoon, if you're going to participate in a sport, if you're going to the gym, if you drank alcohol, if you were exposed to a toxic environment, if it was really stressful at work, these are all reasons to pop a few more, you know? Yeah. And then the junior, I guess he formulated it with about a third of the amount that's in the adult capsules, because of taste, but the flavor profile, the way they made these chewables, I mean, I've tried a lot of chewables in my time, and I tasted this, and I mean, I devoured them immediately. And it's great for elderly people. It's great for kids. It's great for people with pill fatigue.
And I love, you know, that they're not just putting out together, they're using organic, vegetarian, and vegan forms of vitamin D, iodine, omega-3, omega-6, and just offering people really a whole food type of supplement to be able to incorporate into their day-to-day.
Whole food to me, in a mineral formulation especially, means it is a concentrated form or a kind of ground up and available form of real food. Yeah. And that is so important. It isn't made back like real food. It's not turned back into resynthesized. our bodies need a baseline of this. So before you go saying, hey, I think I'm deficient in zinc, I think I'm deficient in magnesium, I think I'm deficient in calcium, you want to have a baseline of these super bioavailable forms that we would have eaten as humans throughout human history. So sea vegetables are a great way to get that. Sourcing, right? It's so important. This is a blend of browns, greens, and reds. They provide different pigments, chlorophylls and carotenoids in different ratios. That's very important. The blend also keeps it the cleanest possible and the most nutritious possible. And that's really what sets sea veg apart.
We've always heard such positive results from our listeners, and that's why we do the show. We do the show for you, the consumer, you know, looking to see, is there value in sea plants? Is there value in sea vegetables? I think we've proven today with the profile that that's a yes, but it does depend where you're getting it from. And that's why we promote sea veg, because it's an easy way for adults and children to get these nutrients in, again, in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Again, listeners, you can go learn more at their website. It's superfoodofthesea.com. Again, superfoodofthesea.com. As a listener of the show, you can get 3 bottles of the original 90-count sea veg for $60. And that code you would want to use is FY3460. Again, this is only for first-time buyers. If you're a repeat customer, you can give them a call and ask them about the loyalty pricing. That number is 855-627-9929, 855-627-9929. Amber, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the education you gave us today on the show.
Oh, I loved it. It's just so fun to be able to share the benefits of sea vegetables.
If you get lost along the way, remember, we put everything on the weekly highlight page at foreveryoungradio.com. Hope you have a happy and healthy week. We'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.